We have with us Tory Lowe. He just got done with the show. The Tory Lowe Show is on 101.7 The Truth from 1 to 4. Tory, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I wanted to get us all up to date on what's going on in Washington, D.C. Two National Guardsmen are in critical condition after a shootout just took place. The suspect,
oh, wow.
The suspect is now in critical condition. Here's the thing. The guardsmen are out of West Virginia. The West Virginia governor confirmed as of an hour ago that both of them were dead.
So
There was video of other National Guard members crying on each other's shoulders. Then just a few minutes ago, Kash Patel, the FBI director, comes and says, wait a second, they're not dead. The two National Guardsmen, they're very much alive. They are in critical condition. But I mean, I know that you go to a lot of scenes where there's the fog of not knowing what's going on. How hard is it for families? I mean, this is now national news to see this and get the wrong information.
Emotional roller coaster. You got hope. A lot of people will have hope that they can survive. Then you got a governor saying they're not going to survive or they're passed. But then you got Patel saying, hey, wait a minute, they're in critical. So this is an emotional roller coaster. And sometimes when you make an announcement like that, you got to have all the information, especially when it's involving the National Guard, probably a tragic situation that took place. If I have to make that type of announcement to families, if I'm not sure, I always say, let's keep everybody in prayer. And we're looking to see what the situation is. You can look into it. You can continue to look into it. But sometimes people jump the gun.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Right.
On our Siding Unlimited talking text line, someone asked, what were these West Virginia guardsmen doing in D.C. anyway?
Well,
that's the question. And we knew that at some point, some of these things that are derived from political gain or from whatever the case may be from the political side is going to bleed over into other things. And I mean, if they weren't there, they probably wouldn't have gotten shot. Who knows?
But and the stakes are so high now. So the fact that the head of all of West Virginia, you know, that'd be like Governor Evers saying
you would think that he would have more intel. Now, if he's making difficult blunders like that, maybe he was told that they were in critical, but their chance of making it may be grave.
He probably knows where the person where they were shot, and it's probably not looking good.
Right.
And you always have to notify the next of kin before that's even announced. So it seems like the governor.
So he just took that foot forward and was like, hey, basically
terrible.
they're unalived. But once again, you got this is the government. These are people, the elected officials. A lot of people raise eyebrows many times at politicians. But when you talk about death and tragic, you got to make sure you're right or understanding that that is sensitive to the public.
And why is the National Guard there? That is a very good question. That's why the National Guard was in L.A. to stop a lot of the ICE protests. And then they were in Memphis. And then they've been in Washington, D.C. for months at this time.
Right. Yeah.
But not in the city areas, like right downtown, like blocks away from the White House.
Yes.
I was just in Washington, D.C. And there were some National Guardsmen right across the street from the Pentagon. They weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what happened here.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I'm trying to wait for more information to see what exactly was the situation that caused this incident.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see, was this them being on patrol?
Well,
because you know the National Guard is in Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
oh, really?
But they said that there are reports that this was a targeted attack. And I saw a couple of headlines that said that. So, I mean, we don't know. But again, when you have National Guardsmen just rolling around the streets of America, you putting them in these situations, you're not, they didn't ask to be there. And as a matter of fact, President Trump came out and said not too long ago, maybe a couple days ago, that there have been no murders in Washington, D.C. since the National Guard has been there.
Right.
And that's not true. There's been 62, actually.
And,
but,
I'll say this, you know, when it comes to.
But, you know, the only thing that I have to say is that the motive still hasn't been. It's been a targeted attack. The motive still is unknown. There was a shootout. And Pete Hegseth just announced at another location, He disclosed that 500 more National Guard troops are going to be going to Washington, D.C.
So for what?
It's going to be a heightened situation. Well, is this just going to heighten it?
It was so many people that were against National Guards being in communities trying to kind of reduce the violence in certain areas. And now we have two National Guards that seeming to be, I don't know if this is an ambush, it's a targeted attack. I don't know what the motive or angle is, but once I get that information, I'm definitely going to have an opinion on it because you got to make sure you don't want to be like the governor and make the wrong play to call the wrong
shot. You do not want to be the West Virginia governor.
You do not want to be him right now. So
and again, according to CNN, that's not just what I've seen or heard or whatever, but according to CNN, two National Guardsmen shot in D.C. appear to be targeted.
Okay, there you go.
And so we'll just trying to find the angle of what targeted them.
All right, he's Tory Lowe. Check him out on 101.7 The Truth on the Tory Lowe Show from 1 to 4. Tory, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Be safe.
God bless you.